Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I'm an intuitive psychic medium. Happy 4th of July to everyone out there and everyone listening. For those of you that know me, you may have seen me on various programming, Lifetime, VH1, Bravo, CBS Radio. I have been doing this way too long, and I know I keep saying I'm going to do more regular shows, and I am getting there, and I look forward to taking your questions today. If we could keep it to one question, it's, you know, doing this kind of format where there's a lot of callers, I get a lot of information, and I am offering a great 4th of July special. So if you do connect with something I say today and you want to follow up, please contact me and I will honor it. Only for Blog Talk Radio listeners. You know, there's a lot going on. I don't know if anyone out there is sensing it. In the last 2 to 3 weeks, there's such a high energy, kind of feeling it around friends, family, people I come in contact. It's just sort of a higher vibration going on right now. It's a little bit disconcerting, to say the least, with what's going on with the terror attacks and so forth. You know, and I'm going to try to keep it on the positive side. You know, however, I do keep picking up Chicago, San Francisco, and something coming around mid-August in that regard. So I think globally, universally, if we can all sort of put this, you know, good energy and vibration and stay out of the fear mode, that could possibly shift things in that way. Yeah, and those of you that know my work and know my readings, you know, I call myself a psychic / medium, but do focus a lot on the medium work. I believe all, you know, the information and tools I get generally comes through somebody you're connected to on the other side, whether I address it or not. And I've learned over the years, you know, when I'm doing readings, just, you know, sometimes callers will be like, oh, what are you talking? That makes no sense. And I say, write everything down, because what I've learned and the difference between somebody that's been doing this their whole life and somebody that's newly exploring their abilities is, you know, really learning how to interpret it. And I have just found time and time and time again, even if something sounds ludicrous or you completely disagree, just write it down, because it has some sort of placement. And generally that will come up for you and you'll understand what it means. You know, some things I get are very specific and others not so much. And I know it's hard, and I know a lot of people out there, you know, seek psychics and intuitives and mediums solely for the fact to kind of confirm, or they have hopes of hearing what they want to hear. I'm just very adamant, you know, look, I say it as I see it and what I get, and sometimes, you know, it's not generally what we want to hear. But what I'm guided to say. So don't shoot the messenger, people. And also, you know, I love to work clients to kind of tap into their own, you know, look, we all have our own abilities, our own sense of intuitiveness. Whether we use it or we don't is another story. So I do like to work with my clients as well on an ongoing basis to sort of learn how to tap into their own abilities. Now I'm going to start taking callers. Like I said, if we could keep it to one question, because trust me, even with one question, I get a million things coming through. And even if that question, sometimes my guides will tell me something completely separate from what you're asking. So if I am guided to answer something else, I will do that. I will do that. Okay, so let's get to the callers and probably a lot of relationship stuff I'm feeling today. You know, 4th of July. Let's see what's going on in the world. Okay. Hi there, this is Lynn.
This is Catherine, and you're right on with the relationship thing, because that's what I was going to ask you.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I have such a flame for an old love, and I would like to know if you have a feeling if we are going to ever get back together. His name is Pete, and it's not him. Is there anyone else you might be picking up on?
Okay. Well, Catherine, first of all, tell me your location. That always helps.
Southwest Florida.
Okay, interesting. Pete. Wow, I feel first thing I'm hearing is he's been through a lot.
True.
I feel family wise he's been through a lot emotionally, dealing with something. But it does feel, however, that it's coming to a closure as far as him reaching a new level and being ready to move on. So actually I do feel good about a reconnect with you two. It does feel karmic. The only concern is some kind of timing, because there is another man coming around for you that I'm connecting with. And it's interesting because I do feel like you sort of have a connection to this person already. So, and I'm very drawn to the month of October for you, as far as relationship stuff. So to answer your question, I do feel that there is an opening for Pete. And I see a friendship. Are you communicating with him currently?
Yes. We have been for about the last 5 years or so. Reconnected. Yeah. On a friendly level, though.
Yep. I mean, I do feel good about it. I think there's some big changes coming around. I just feel like he's been held back for some reason. I'm hearing obligations, financial stuff, but there's a clearing coming. And I do, you know, you're feeling it for a reason. So I do feel good about it, Catherine.
So. Beautiful. Thank you, Lynn.
Yes, you're welcome. And have a great rest of your fourth, and keep me posted.
And you do this. Thank you. I will. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, flames, old flames. I had a old flame. Well, he remarried, you know. I knew it was karmic, but oh, c'est la vie. Okay, oh, gosh, it's Florida. I feel like this caller is Florida, too. Let's see what's going on here.
Hello?
Hi, this is Lynn. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jillian. How are you?
Hi.
Happy 4th.
Good. Happy 4th. Are you in Florida, too?
No, I'm in New York.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm like, I'm here, I'm getting Florida around you. Very interesting. What's your question?
Well, my plan is to move to California in September. My lease is up in New York, and I want to move out there. I'm not sure how to go about it.
Oh, no, I'm just listening. Very, very good energy around this move. Right off the bat, work, big thing that's going to transform for you within this move. So there's a really higher vibration for you being around California and business. Are you moving for work purposes?
No, I'm moving because I've been called. I feel like I've been called to go there for many years now, but now because I quit my job, my day job, and I'm kind of getting into my own work. I also translate for spirit. So I'm doing more and more of that now. So I have not clients, but I have work here in New York, and I don't have any work that I know of yet in California.
You're going to have quite a bit. You're going to have quite a bit of work once you get here. I think you're going to instantly feel, you know, a higher vibration, and things are just going to really flow for you here. And I feel really good about it. And I see, for some reason, I'm connecting to the first week of September as I'm hearing transformation moving forward. And I also, and I don't even know, but I get writing around you as far as you're meant to put something in writing and publication.
That's interesting. So do you see how the move will go? Because I don't have any connection. I don't have, how would I even get a place and stuff like?
I see you starting to just look into it, and I see, you know, there will be a period of transition, but it will. I'm definitely seeing you near a beach area, like possibly Santa Monica, Venice area. And I just feel once you start looking, but I feel like you'll come into a situation where you're staying somewhere for maybe 2 months, and then you find your own place. It'll be transition and then another transition. But once you start researching that, it flows very quickly. And I would say the first week of September, you lock something down. And there's also the name, a D initial, like that will help or assist you or come and play in the future.
Yeah, it's my friend Diana. She lives there. So
okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, definitely. So, no, I feel it's a great move, and I think a lot of doors are going to open, you know, vibrationally for you, more so than where you are. So good luck, and keep me posted.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Have a good one.
You're welcome. You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, well, I think, did that connect? I think I have one of my clients on the line here. She's a wonderful artist. If that is her, let's say hello. She's a fantastic artist.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lynn. Is this Erica?
Hi. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hi, Erica. For my callers out there, this is one of my longtime clients and a wonderful artist. What's going on? How's your 4th of July?
Oh, very, very peaceful and exciting. You know, I just want to let everybody know out there how she has, it's very emotional for me, how she has, words cannot describe my gratitude for you, Lynn, and anybody out there that should be blessed enough to get the information that you can impart is life-changing. You've helped my personal career. You've helped my entire career. I was totally on a different path, and she changed everything profoundly, and miracles are unfolding beyond my wildest expectations. When you told me this like 3 years ago, I was just like, my brain couldn't even wrap around what you were saying, and now it's coming to fruition, and I can't encourage people enough to spend the little tiny bit of money that will change their lives and save them a lot of suffering, heartache, and tragedy, really, the direction I was heading in. So I just am so grateful.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember our first reading, and I was telling you? Art, right? And you're like, what?
You said the universe is screaming art, and I'm like, art? I'm making movies. Art? What are you talking? And you said a clothing line. I'm like, clothing line? What? With what? And now we're meeting with the factory. They're going to be doing our designs. I just started doing what you told me to do, and now we're meeting this huge, enormous gallery. The prices are skyrocketing, and it's beyond. I'm just very, very, very blessed that I had the common sense to listen to you because I was so headstrong, like, you know. But fortunately, I just kind of let go and listened to what you said and did. And whenever I don't do what you say, oh, my God, all hell breaks loose. I've learned she's very subtle in kind of telling you, I wouldn't step in that direction. If you do, you're going to fall off into a cliff to your death. But she doesn't kind of, like, traumatize you. And I'm kind of going, yeah, 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 I'll do it anyway. And I'm hanging on the edge of the cliff going, dear God, I should have done what she said.
You are.
She's
so
very, very gentle funny about how she gives you information. So now if she gives me the subtlest little thing, like use sesame seeds on your breakfast. Man, I sprinkle those sesame seeds on there.
Oh, you are so funny. Well, your art is so incredible. And, you know, I love that with clients when I see something that's kind of like untapped or they're not really, you know, utilizing it. And then they go in that direction and they're so happy and, you know, fulfilled.
I am so content. I had no idea. I could, when it's coming out of me, I'm like, where is this coming from? Who is pushing this brush on the canvas? No, I always thought of myself as an actor and, you know, an entertainer, a dancer, and never a fine artist in these enormous galleries with enormous amounts of money that's being, you know, where they, that's where these people sell this art, is in just gigantic amounts of money. So,
well, yeah. Thank you for the kind words and calling.
Well, I cannot say enough. I want to scream it to the mountaintops. I want to tell everyone there is a miracle earth angel on this earth, like a white witch, who can literally take you personally. She can sense it, knows it, names, times, dates are coming to exactly. She goes, you're going to meet an Anna. Anna's the head of the person. This is like, who's Anna? I even tried to reach out on Facebook to try to find this Anna. She goes, no, she's going to come to you. She's the head of the factory that's going to be doing our design. So it's like names, times. She is a freak of nature.
Yeah, by the way,
that's
going forward. So you guys should have something like in 2 weeks around that in a big way. So that's good news. Well, let me get to some other callers, Miss Erica.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. And tell everybody
Go to LynnMillerPsychic.com, click on the hotline, put in your credit card. So reasonable and so just write as fast as you can to get the information that's so very specific.
No, honey, I'm talking about your art. Where can they find your artwork?
Not me. You're the star here. You're the queen. Oh my God. JohnDRenee.com. JohnDRenee.com. Anyway, I love you, Lynn. Love you so much.
You too. They know where to find me. But
well, good. On there as fast as you can. Get your money and get your life on track.
All right, sweetie.
Okay,
happy Fourth.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you. You too.
She is such a riot. I love Erica. She's been a really, really good client of mine. Okay, let's take another call. I don't want to waste any more time. Hi there. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good. Why do I feel like I know you? Who am I speaking with?
My name is Jenna.
Jenna, have we talked before?
No, we have not.
No. Interesting. What's your location, Jenna?
Chicago.
Okay. Well, and what's your question today? You've got a decision to make. That's what I'm hearing.
I definitely resonated with what you said at the beginning of the hour, talking about just a lot of high energy, and it's kind of been making me a little anxious and confused. It's kind of hard to settle down into a routine. And just a lot of changes in my personal love life and, you know, just as far as the direction I'm heading in my career. And I just, my question is where to focus that energy or how to settle it.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, you don't have to divulge this, but I feel like you're going through like a major, possibly Saturn return, or what's your age?
31.
Exactly. That's exactly. Because, you know, Saturn return sometimes happens like age 29, 30, 31, 32. And it's usually transformational. I feel like you're going through major transformations. It's interesting because I'm pulled career-wise to like two different spectrums with you. You're very talented, but like there's many different things you could do. I feel an entrepreneurial spirit in you that will come into play in the future. It's interesting because I keep seeing something medical on one end, and then on one end I go to marketing, advertising, business, and creating. So it's like two different spectrums. Let me ask you, what are you doing work-wise?
I'm a teacher.
Okay, it's very, interesting because I see something, this may be a side note, but I'm definitely pulled towards something medical.
I've been thinking about counseling, but not necessarily medical. But I guess so.
Well, psychology, but no, I'm definitely pulled, you know, that could be coming in around something else that if we were on a private session, I'd talk to you about.
Okay. I'm seeing this sort of at. Let me go here. Is somebody in your family going through something medically? I'm pulling
currently. My mom did have surgery.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll just put that in the back burner. But I do see, like, your career transforming in about, like, 3 to 4 months. And it's interesting because I see you building something on your own. I feel like you're very good at the teaching, but it's almost like a circle in a square peg. You know, it's like it's not fitting for me in the future, if that makes sense. Like, whatever tools you utilize, that will come into play in some aspect in the future, but it's not your career in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And also something will come through a partner and relationship that will lead you in another business direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't happened yet. You're going to meet him in 2017.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'd love an update. Keep me posted. I apologize.
Wonderful.
But the medical thing, there's something, and it's not a negative, so don't take that. But they're definitely showing me, like, it's almost like St. John's or like one of those names of a facility.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
Thank you, Lynn. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Happy 4th. Take care. Bye.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, I wish I had more time sometimes to interpret, to figure out where my guides are telling me what that means for her. It's going to bother me all day. That's how my guides work. Okay, let me take the next caller here. I'm very drawn to this caller, so let me go. Hi, this is Lynn. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Kay. How are you?
Good, good. What's your first name?
Kay, like the letter.
Oh, hi, Kay. And where are you calling from?
From Philadelphia.
All right. Well, what's going on? What's your question?
I'm another one with a love relationship question. I want to see what you pick up. If you pick up anything happening between, there's someone named Michael and there's also a Nathan, or anything else you might pick up with love.
Oh, wow. Michael and Nathan. One of them got a high amount of, like, what's the word? I'm kind of confused. Like, he doesn't know what direction. And it's not necessarily relationship. It may be he's going through, like, trying to figure out what he wants to do with his career. There's something around travel. I think I'm very drawn to Michael with that.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of commitment phobic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Michael feels more secure to me than Nathan, though, is around you relationship-wise. But I'm kind of seeing, and it's interesting when I do relationship readings, when I see waves, like in and out, in and out, I kind of get that energy around both of them, which means like they're in and they're out, they're in and they're out. Has this been like kind of a common theme for you in past relationships?
Well, I'm not in one with either of them, so, but they both are like that kind of right now. I've known Michael for longer now.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely an interest. I'm getting a higher vibration around Michael. However, there's like, and around Nathan, there's something that has to do with another female that's sort of in the picture. I'm hearing she's got issues. There's something he's got to deal with. So, I mean, I hate to be blunt, but on both fronts, they're not your end-all, be-all. You haven't met him yet. They're kind of like little bridges. I refer to them as bridges, or you know, dipping your foot in the pool. But they're not. There's a very strong connection coming for you in November.
and it will be tied to somebody around, I'm hearing, investment property. He works in this realm.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so hang in there. Yeah, you'll know. These guys, they're fun. I get fun. I get interesting. But you'll know when the real guy comes in, because it's going to be very strong. And she's approximately 4 years older than you.
He's 4 years older than me? So
yep.
He's, okay.
How old are you?
Cool.
How old are you?
Me? 36.
Yeah, he's 4 years older than you. Yeah, and it's going to move very quickly. So.
Okay, good.
All
very
right.
Good.
Keep me posted.
Thank you so
love
much.
To hear from you again. Okay, take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
You guys have connected to anything? Like, when I say keep me posted, I mean it. Keep me posted. Call me for a follow-up. I will honor, you know, the Blog Talk Radio special for you guys only. Other than that, my rates are a lot higher. But I mean it. I love updates. I love to keep posted. And trust me, when I tune into something, there's a million more things that come through that. So let me, I don't want to run out of time. I'm going to take a quick question here. Hi, this is Lynn. I've got time for a quick question. Who am I talking to?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy. Oh, you've got a great energy.
It's beautiful to meet you today.
You too. What's your question? You're super creative, aren't you?
I am very creative. You're right. My work experience is last 18 years is call center, 3 years financial banking, and 15 years medical insurance. I applied for a job that I think matches the background of my 15 years of medical vision insurance with
yep.
HealthNet, and it's called called Enrollment CSR. I couldn't download my application, so I called their technical department, and they actually
mm-hmm.
forwarded my resume and letter of interest directly to the recruiter that handles that job. Am I going to hear from them? Are they going to hire me, and will it be a permanent job for several years?
Okay, here's the news I'm hearing. They will contact you. Please know this is a positive, okay? But it's
uh-huh.
not going to be this position. They're going to contact
oh.
you, but there's something better for you. Okay?
Okay.
It's in the same vein. It's in the same realm. It's not this particular one. But you will come across it by the end of this month. They will get back to you, but for some reason, it feels like out of the hands, this particular position doesn't go through because there's something better for you.
I be hired by another company, though, and do you see me working soon?
You will be hired by another company. There's a P initial around whatever I'm feeling within the company name. So it's just that there's something better. So this one is a no, is what I'm hearing, but there's something better for you. So I feel very positive.
I applied at Kaiser Permanente.
There you go. That's it. That's it. Anyways, I got to go. We're going to be cut off. We're going to be cut off.
Can you just tell me when I'll be working, though? When will I start?
You will start end of August.
With Kaiser
Thank
Permanente?
You. Yep.
Thank you.
Keep me posted. Sorry, I hate to cut people off. I hate that, but I just definitely hear something better is coming for her in a big way. So, you know, where we think there's a negative, there's always a positive. Listen, if I didn't get to you today, I apologize. Please reach out to me. My website is there. I offer sessions, or you can contact me directly. I will give you the special for the 4th of July. I will honor that. I promise you will not be disappointed, and I go much more in depth on my private sessions, obviously. So I hope to hear from you guys in Blog Talk Radio Land. Happy 4th, wishing you a wonderful day and your loved ones. Stay positive, create your future. A lot of it, you know,
stay positive and the law of attraction. Thank you.